KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 34 degrees. We look for some areas of fog to burn off this morning, and then partly cloudy to cloudy skies, a high around 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, Melanie Petty with the Frederickson Foundation says applications are now being accepted for the 9th Annual Trevor Frederickson Memorial Scholarship. Applications may be obtained from the Atlantic High School Guidance Office at 1201 East 14th Street, or the Atlantic High School website at www.atlanticia.schools.org. Up to $750 scholarships are available to those graduating from Atlantic High School this spring. Applicants must plan to attend a college or vocational school, show involvement in school and or community activities, supply a copy of their college acceptance letter, provide two letters of reference along with their seven-semester transcripts, and maintain academic achievement of 2.5 or better. The scholarships will be awarded at the Atlantic High School's class night held in May. Trevor Frederickson graduated from Atlantic High School in 2006. He went on to further his education at Southwestern Community College in Creston, where he studied automotive mechanics and played baseball for the Southwestern Spartans. Now, two additional $750 scholarships will be available for Southwestern Community College students this fall. Trevor, who passed away in 2009, had plans of pursuing a career in law enforcement and returning to his hometown of Atlantic. His mom, Melanie Petty, says anyone who knew Trevor knew he valued family, life, and community. And Trevor continues to live on in our hearts and minds. To this day, Trevor is still going back to the community he loved to be a part of. Funds for the scholarship to raise at the annual golf tournament. Plans are already in the works for the 10th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. That'll be held on Saturday, August 11th. Organizers look forward to another successful tournament so they can continue to grant scholarships for many years to come. Sprawling rural school districts, long bus routes for students would get help with transportation costs under a bill that has cleared a House committee. Under the bill, the state would spend $11 million next year, with the money going to schools with the biggest busing budgets. Representative Walt Rogers, a Republican from Cedar Falls, says some districts will get tens of thousands of dollars next year.
$311,000 for Northwest Webster. That's a lot of money to help with their transportation issues.
Representative Cindy Winkler, a Democrat from Davenport, says a one-year commitment isn't enough.
We had a superintendent from Davis County that talked about the fact that we are so underfunded. This was his words. We are so underfunded that something is better than nothing, but one-time money does me no good.
There is just one high school in Davis County. The district will pay close to $700 per student this year to bus kids to school. Last year, the Iowa Senate endorsed a long-term plan for the state to pick up more school transportation costs. A bill with just 1 year's worth of bus money for Iowa schools is now eligible for full debate in the full House, that is. Also, Tyson employees in Iowa could be getting a bonus in their paychecks. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The president of the Arkansas-based company, Tom Hayes, announced that the federal tax reform will lead to $300 million in savings for the company, and they plan to provide a one-time bonus to some 100,000 employees. Tyson has meat processing facilities in Council Bluffs, Waterloo, Storm Lake, Perry, and Columbus Junction. The company said it will pay eligible full-time employees a one-time $1,000 bonus, and part-time employees will get a $500 bonus. The company says it will also spend some of the money on enhanced training, education, and development opportunities for employees. I'm Dar Danielson.
A bill that would have required most able-bodied welfare recipients to work has been tabled in the Iowa House. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says welfare fraud is the number one issue voters in his district want addressed. However, the bill would not advance in a House committee because there's an estimated $1 million price tag for the administrative costs just to implement the bill.
But I happen to believe that the concepts in this bill are really important for the future of Iowa. I mean, we can help those truly in need even more if, in fact, there is fraud going out there and we can eliminate a lot of it.
The Trump administration will allow states to impose a work requirement for Medicaid recipients. The legislation Holt and two other House members reviewed late Wednesday called for Iowans getting food stamps as well as Medicaid benefits to work or engage in volunteer activities if they are able. Wendy Rickman of the Iowa Department of Human Services says her agency would have to hire at least 100 more workers to oversee the requirements outlined in the bill.
I would just want us all to be sure that the juice is worth the squeeze here. I understand that there are some who think that there are folks getting benefits that should not. Our program accuracy is very good.
A group called the Foundation for Government Accountability has a national campaign urging state legislators to act. Carla Foltz McHenry, an Iowa-based lobbyist hired by the group, says what we're going after is those childless adults in Medicaid and food stamps that are not working and should be. 42% of Iowa food stamp recipients are elderly or disabled. Officials say there's a working adult living in nearly 55% of Iowa households getting food stamp benefits. Republican legislators may direct Iowa Department of Human Services officials to start drafting a federal waiver requesting that Iowans getting welfare benefits be required to work if they are able. A three-member panel of the Iowa Senate is scheduled to meet this morning to discuss the issue. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on recent arrests. They said a traffic stop Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County escalated into a pursuit and the eventual arrest of 38-year-old Roger Anthony Otts of Council Bluffs. The incident began at around 10:20 p.m. when Deputy Michael Hansen tried to stop a Honda Accord because a check of the license plate showed the registered owner to be driving while suspended. Instead of pulling over, Otts took off, leading the deputy on an 85-mile-per-hour chase that ended with the Honda losing control on a curve and going into a ditch. Otts jumped out of the passenger window of the car and refused the deputy's order to lay on the ground. Deputy Hansen deployed his taser as Otts was trying to run up a hill, but the taser prongs missed. Hansen engaged in a foot pursuit and tackled Otts about 50 yards from the accident scene and then placed him under arrest. Otts was taken into custody on three probation violation warrants associated with conspiracy to commit a forcible felony, theft in the first and theft in the third degrees. He now faces additional charges of eluding and driving while under suspension. Otts was booked into the Pott County Jail. Authorities say a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County Tuesday night in Underwood resulted in the arrest of 36-year-old Jesse Laverne Baldwin of Council Bluffs. Baldwin was taken into custody for driving while revoked and on an Iowa State Patrol warrant for driving while revoked. Also, an inmate at the Pott County Jail faces an additional charge of possession of contraband in a jail facility after jail staff were handed an envelope with a clear plastic baggie that contained a pack of cigarettes. The stash was found under the genitals of 33-year-old Joshua Austin LaRue of Blue Springs, Missouri. LaRue advised that a crystallized substance in the baggie was methamphetamine and some blue pills were Xanax. The investigation was completed at the Pott County Sheriff's Office. An accident in Walnut Wednesday morning around 1:45 a.m. resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Anthony Larry Heitrich of Missouri Valley for OWI second offense. A caller informed the sheriff's office their parked truck had been struck by a motorist in the 500 block of Antique City Drive. Deputy Cool made contact with the driver, Heitrich, and placed him under arrest after he appeared to be impaired. Officials say 22-year-old Jordan Tyler Bywater of Council Bluffs turned himself into the sheriff's office Tuesday afternoon. Bywater was wanted on a felony warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. He was booked into the Pott County Jail. And 24-year-old Andrew Allen Ross of Council Bluffs also turned himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office Tuesday afternoon. Ross was wanted on a warrant for violation of parole, and he was also booked into the Pott County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that three people have been arrested Tuesday on separate warrants. 23-year-old Brittany Nicole Rector of Allegan, Michigan, was arrested for a warrant for theft in the second degree. She was taken into custody at the Mills County Sheriff's Office, and bond was set at $5,000. 48-year-old Stephen Ray Gooch of Omaha was arrested Tuesday night at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $1,000. And 64-year-old Victor Ray Jackson of Emerson was arrested on a Mills County warrant for violation of the sex offender registry. His bond was set at $2,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 10 a.m. Wednesday of 47-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak. She was taken into custody in the 200 block of North 2nd Street on two warrants for contempt of court. Her cash bond was set at $600. And at around 10:10 a.m. on Wednesday, 41-year-old Tommy Joe Lovell of Red Oak was arrested in the same area as Oliveras on a warrant for theft in the second degree. His cash bond was set at $5,000. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.